Mike Elliott grew up in West St. Paul and now resides up north on a lake near Jacobson. In the summer, he enjoys teaching his young grandkids how to jump off the dock, paddle his canoe, and catch crappies. His current work, nearing completion, is a novel, Escaping Limbo, set in St. Paul during 1967 and 68. Here is Mike Elliott.
Grandpa's Last Trip. A Catholic priest on St. Paul's North End once said, "A man born blind from birth will never know the meaning of darkness because he has never experienced light." No one knew what to do with my grandfather, Cliff Coatney, after he died. Blind since birth, Grandpa Cliff did not much believe in going to Mass. He claimed he was spiritual, but not religious. "Too much of religion is about raising money, not about worshiping God," he told me one day. Once he hit a Bible banger with his cane when the man told him, "You know, God don't give you nothing you can't handle." Grandpa's frustration was not about his lack of sight, but rather with the way some reacted to it, all awkward, full of pity. He married his blind sweetheart, my grandma, the day after they both turned 16. "She was a sight for sore eyes," Grandpa joked, "but she sure did smell good." My grandfather loved teaching high school civics and politics. The first Tuesday of every summer month, he walked to his bank, returning to make bag luncheons for our Mississippi River shore fishing trip, and he quizzed me on government. My job was to listen and fold his new bills. Ones were left unfolded, fives creased crosswise and tens lengthwise. "The U.S. should do like Ireland, make them all different sizes so blind folks don't get screwed," he said. Even cornered Senator Humphrey after parade and lobbied him on changing the dimensions of paper money. They both parted laughing. My grandfather died sitting in his easy chair listening to a Prairie Home Companion, his favorite radio show. Mom followed his instructions and had him cremated. We threw a party, complete with his favorites, plenty of Jameson whiskey, Cheetos, and Patsy Cline music. His urn sat in our family room for weeks. At Thanksgiving, all of my relatives labored over what to do with my grandfather's ashes. "We could put some in our gardens," Cliff's younger sister suggested. "Or maybe at the lake, under that big cedar, where he sat and listened to us grandkids jump off the dock," my older sister suggested. "Actually, Grandpa told me where he wanted to go once," I said. "Where would that be?" Mom asked. "We were playing poker, just the two of us. He let me have a beer, and he had a few. He insisted that he didn't want his ashes in a cemetery or on the mantle. 'Tell them just to throw me on the freeway when I'm gone,' he said." Everyone was smiling. "Well, it's all settled then," Mom said. "After pie, we all get in the van, head west, and empty my dad's ashes between the Dale and Snelling Avenue exits." Grandpa wanted them on I-94 because it went all the way from St. Paul to Billings, and he always wanted to visit Montana.